high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO. If you're interested in hearing the first half or the second half of this game at any time, you can always check out our audio archive at WCDOsports.com. Tonight's first half already posted there, so you can go back and listen anytime. A big thank you to Joe Gardner for that. And once the second half is complete, we'll have that there as well. And that is all brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Kicking off for the second half, and Seton Catholic is going here for this onside kick. No official signal yet to see who has the ball. Unitigo looked like they were ready and prepared for it coming out of the dressing room, but no official call yet on whose possession it will be. I think it's going to go to Unitigo. Seton is signaling that they got it, but I don't know if that even went 10 yards. It looked like maybe it was a yard short before somebody touched it. Unitigo leading 28-14 here at the half. Seton fans saying that it did go 10 yards, but it did not, and Unitigo will pick it up, and they will start at midfield. So, boy, Seton Catholic just rolling the dice here tonight. They are not afraid to do that. Head coach Brian Mister, who is actually a Sydney graduate and was an assistant coach with Sydney for a long time before taking over for Seton, not afraid to roll the dice. That's the third time they've tried an onside kick here tonight. It doesn't work. Boy, if that did work, his team would have had a jolt to start the second half, but instead he's asking a lot of his defense as it's a first and 10 for Unitigo as they go left to right, and Fireman tries to go with the option. Ball is on the ground. It was batted down. And we'll see who comes out of the bottom of the pile, and it looks like Seton will get the ball. So the ball was batted down as Fireman tried to pitch it. I think he thought it was going to be an incomplete pass, as he just kind of let it go, and it looked like that ball was just on the ground, but instead Seton will pick up possession here. They will go right to left in the white uniforms here, and it will start on the 45-yard line. So that what we thought was maybe an incomplete pass is actually ruled a fumble, and Seton will pick it up on the first play of the second half after trying unsuccessfully for the onside kick. Boy, a wacky start to the second half here. Unitigo still leading 28-14. So a fumble recovery and a 2-yard run by Crowley to start the second half here for Seton Catholic. So they wanted the ball, and they got it. After that, I guess technically you're going to call it a fumble there by Fireman. So O'Brien tries to run up the middle here on 2nd and 8. Ball is at the Unitigo 43, and nowhere to go there. Riley Hanrahan on the tackle for Unitigo. So the ball on the 41 of Unitigo. Seton Catholic has it. They trail 28-14. It's a 3rd and 6. We are in the third quarter here, Section 4, Class D football semifinal tonight. The winner will get Tioga, the 2 seed, in the finals. Next Friday night, Unitigo the 4 seed, and Seton is the 8 seed. Man in motion, Gian Greco, will hand it off here to Crowley, who tries to get around the edge. Nowhere to go. Unitigo shoving him out of bounds. And this will bring up a 4th and 5 for Seton. So even though they pick up that fumble, the offense has had nowhere to go. This is a very inspired Unitigo defense on this first drive for Seton of the second half. So this will bring up 4th and 3. The ball is on the 38-yard line. And we'll see if Seton is going to roll the dice here again. A little trick-or-treat here on Halloween for Seton. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Also on our live web stream at WCDOsports.com. They will go for it here on the 4th and 3. They hand it off to O'Brien. He's got the speed to the edge. Flag on the play. Looks like a block in the back against Seton. And if that is true, there'll be a turnover on downs. See what the call is, as O'Brien did get the first down. Flag on the play. Otherwise, this will be a first down for Seton, but we haven't had an official signal from the Zebra crew yet. Otherwise, the ball will be down to the 31-yard line on a 7-yard run by Daniel O'Brien of Seton Catholic. 10:23 to go in this third quarter, and this will be a holding call against Seton. So that will be a turnover on downs, and Unitigo, actually, they might have to replay 4th down here. So that will back them up on this 4th and 3. So that will actually bring up a 4th and 14. That is a 10-yard. That is a 10-yard loss on the play, but it still will be 4th down. I thought perhaps it was just going to get turned over on downs. Instead, they will run it here on 4th and 14. They try a little pitch to the left side, nowhere to go. Aaron Whitman with the ball, working his way, hurdles the tackler, maybe gets back to where the line of scrimmage was on that 4th and 3, and will be a turnover on downs here. Nowhere to go, as again, they try another trick play on a 4th and 14, tried a little reverse, and Whitman had nowhere to go. So Unitigo will pick it up, turnover on downs with 10:06 to go, third quarter, and the Spartans leading 28-14. Kind of a freak play fumble on the first drive of the second half for Unitigo. We'll see what they do here. Fire Ben starting on his own 42, going left to right for Unitigo. Looks to loft it up on first down, pass ahead for Winchester. Just about 3 or 4 yards in front of him. Whitman had good coverage. Unitigo trying for the long play on the 1st and 10. That'll bring up 2nd and 10. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. Unitigo on top of Seton, 28-14. Ball on the 42-yard line here. Unitigo in their own territory. Fire Ben back in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left and right, and Seton breaking through the line, and they'll bring down Fire Ben behind the line of scrimmage. And a nice play there by Seton. Williams breaking through the line, therefore Seton Catholic. Thomas Williams bringing down Josh Firebend. This brings up a 3rd and 13, so a little more defense we've seen in the second half from both sides than we saw in the first half. Unitigo still with a 2-touchdown lead here early third quarter. Firebend will loft it up again, looking for Winchester, and again, 2 or 3 yards ahead of him. Winchester saying that Whitman holding out to him there, looking for a pass interference call, but no flags come out on the play. That's probably the tightest coverage we've seen on Winchester all season long in terms of one-on-one. So 4th and 13, balls on the Unitigo 39. It looks like Fireben will punt it away. 9:30 to go in the third quarter. And Aaron Whitman will be back deep to receive as Fireben will punt it away. Just got it off in time before the blockers came through from Seton Catholic. And again, a great punt here from Firebend will roll all the way down to the 10-yard line. Whitman trying to pick it up here for Seton, and Unitigo was right there. Marzell bringing down Whitman. That's not the guy you want to try to go up against, is Ryan Marzell, to get away from him, as he yanked him right down. 9:16 to go here at third quarter, and this is going to be a long drive here for Seton, starting in their own territory, very deep field position after a great punt by Josh Firebend. In the air, that was about a 35-yard punt, and then it took about a 15-yard roll as well. So a 1st and 10, and Seton will go right to left. Ball is on their own 8, 9:16 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leading Seton 28-14 in the semifinal contest here tonight from Ty Cobb Stadium. Gian Greco tried a little option, had to keep it, and had some running room down the left side before running out of bounds at the 31. So John Gian Greco with his 4th run of the night. He had an 18-yard touchdown to start the contest. Since then, he's just had some short runs, 1 and 2 yarders, and now he breaks off a 20-yarder here for Seton Catholic. So 1st and 10 from the Seton 30, as they go right to left. They're in the white uniforms tonight with the black pants. Unitigo in the green tops with the black pants. 28-14, Spartans on top of the Saints, looking to get back to the Section 4 title game in Class D for the second year, is Unitigo. Run here by Daniel O'Brien up the middle. He gets the 1st down, breaks it to the outside, a stiff arm to the 50. Down to the 40, tiptoeing along the sideline before being pushed out of bounds at the 35. And Daniel O'Brien with a 30-yard run there. He's over 100 yards tonight here for Seton Catholic. 14 runs so far tonight for Daniel O'Brien. He's up over 100 yards. 8:58 to go. Third quarter, ball is now on the Unitigo 33. It's a 1st and 10 for the Saints. They're trying to cut into this 2-touchdown lead for Unitigo. Unitigo's offense has moved the ball decently well here in the second half. Nothing to show for it, though, as Seton definitely made some halftime adjustments to try to contain Marzell and Winchester. Gian Greco is under center. Now he'll run to the outside, and Ethan Barber is there to wrap him up for Unitego. And that will take some time off the clock, maybe a one-yard gain on the play, bringing up a second and nine. Technically a second and ten. They're saying he didn't even get the yard here for the Saints. Unitego leading 28-14. Thanks for joining us, WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, our web stream brought to you by SFCU and the audio archive. The first half already up there if you want to go back and download that at any time. Second half will be up there as well. Want to go back and listen to our interview with Unitego head coach Frank McCroney? It's all there on WCDOsports.com and the audio archive. Here's Gian Greco throwing on a second and 10. It's a complete pass down into the red zone to the 15-yard line. And that's Aaron Whitman coming up with the catch there. Gian Greco, just his second pass of the night, actually technically his third. And a 15-yard completion there for Gian Greco. Nice catch there by Whitman, his first catch of the night for 15 yards. 8 minutes to go. Third quarter, first and 10 now. Ball is on the Unitego 14. Seton Catholic has possession, and they're driving. Looking to cut into the Spartans' lead. Here's a QB keeper for Sam Crowley. Cuts it up the gut before being cut down in the middle of the field at the 2-yard line. So that was about a 10 to 12-yard pickup there for Crowley, just dancing through the Unitego tacklers. And Crowley has really been the workhorse, even more than O'Brien here for Seton. First down here for Seton. Crowley is up over 100 yards rushing tonight. And we're only in the third quarter. 7:25 to go. It's a first and goal here. 3 yards to go for Seton. They trail Unitego 28-14 in this Section 4 Class D semifinal contest. Sam Crowley now under center. Three guys in the backfield. He'll hand off. This one goes to Aaron Whitman, and he is knocked down at the line. Maybe a gain of one on the play. So Whitman, his first run of the night. When we've seen Whitman try to run the ball, Unitego has just done a very nice job of bringing him down quickly, which is tough to do. He is a tall, big individual along with his brother. They're both over 6 feet tall and close to 200 pounds. So those long, tall, lanky guys with a little bit of size and weight on them, tough to bring down. This is a second and three here for Seton Catholic, and they will punch it in for Sam Crowley, and that'll be a touchdown for the Saints. 6:35 to go, third quarter, and Sam Crowley picks up his second touchdown of the night on a 3-yard run. His first one was a 1-yarder, this one a 3-yarder for Sam Crowley, who we saw have 3 touchdowns against Harpersville Afton in week 3 here on WCDO. So the extra point for Dan O'Brien. Here's the snap. It's down. O'Brien with the kick. It's up, and it's good. 28-21. And at this point, folks, everybody in the kicking game, Josh Fireman for Unitego and Dan O'Brien for Seton Catholic, all those points are needed, and they have come up big. So 6:35 to go, third quarter. Unitego now leads Seton 28-21. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Seton Catholic scores the first touchdown of the second half, and they'll try another little short kick here. This one will go 10 yards. Unitego will field it, though. And they love to try that onside kick. They are not afraid to do it. It's 28-21. Unitego on top of Seton Catholic. 6:35 to go, third quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. And looks like This will be a penalty here. A legal procedure will bring back the Saints 5 yards, and they'll have to kick it again. So they are not afraid to try the little squib kick or the onside with John G. and Greco. We saw them do it against Harper's Lab, and then they backed off in the second half. Here tonight, a playoff atmosphere, they are not afraid to go for it. Head coach Brian Mister has done it on almost every kickoff tonight, including to start off the second half. Gian Greco this time will just kick it deep. This one will go out of bounds, and so another flag here against Seton with 6:35 to go in this third quarter. And Unitigo will pick up possession. They scored all 28 points in the first half. Touchdowns by Ryan Marzell, Josh Firebend, Kyle Spaulding, and Tanner Winchester. Two runs and two catches for the Spartans in the first half for TDs. Marzell and Spaulding with catches, Firebend with a run, and Winchester with a run. So Unitigo going left to right in those dark green uniforms, the black pants, the white helmets going left to right. They start on their own 40, and this is a big drive. If they could put up some points here and keep some distance between them and Seton, more than just a one-touchdown game, which it is at the moment, 28-21, that would certainly keep the Spartan faithful here in the stands that have made the long drive down to Ty Cobb Stadium. Certainly a little more comfortable. Hand off to Winchester on a first and 10. To the right side, he's at midfield to the 50 and out of the 45 before being knocked out of bounds. So Winchester with a nice run to pick up just about 10 yards here for, no, but more like 15, excuse me, there for Winchester. Winchester's third rush of the night, and he has 35 yards rushing. Winchester having an excellent season all across the board here for Unitigo. Winchester has rushed for 554 yards, has 31 receptions for 774 yards through the air, and 16 touchdowns, make it 17 tonight. And he'll run on first and 10. Ball was on the Seton 47. And he will pick up 5 yards on the play here. So Winchester, we thought maybe at the beginning of the season had a chance to go over 1,000 yards receiving. Looks like he still could, but a long way to go, still over about 200 yards to go in that category. Second and 3 here for Unitigo. They'll throw. They're looking for Kyle Spaulding. Had a flag on the play. This will be pass interference against Seton, as Spaulding was really tangled up there with the one-on-one coverage as he was down at about the 10-yard line. And Nathan Whitman really had him wrapped up. And Zebra Crew throwing the flag. I believe this will be pass interference. With 5:54 to go, third quarter, Unitigo on top of Seton, 28-21. And pass interference will go against Whitman here of Seton Catholic. And so this will be a huge game for Unitigo. We'll see where the ball is officially spotted here in just a moment. That was the second and 3, and they went for it. And this will bring the ball down to the 25-yard line. So first and 10 on the 25, the Unitigo faithful fired up here at Ty Cobb. 5:54 to go in this third quarter. First and 10, Firebend rolls to his left, throws with the right, and this one behind Derek Beams and down into the turf. So Firebend with just his second incomplete pass of the night. He's got 2 touchdowns, and he's nearing 75 to 80 yards passing. 5:49 to go, third quarter. Ball on the 25, second and 10 now for Unitigo. Ball is on the Seton 25 as Firebend will get the play from the sideline. Takes it back into the huddle here. Play clock at 20 for Unitigo. Winner will get Tioga. Next weekend they are the 2 seed. The 1 seed Walton was upset by the 8 seed, Seton Catholic. That's how they got here today. Seton winning that game 34-26. Winchester is in motion. They'll throw out to him in the flat, but a flag on the play and a whistle will blow it dead. Penalty here against Unitigo. Legal procedure that'll back them up 5 yards. Be a second and 15. Ball will be on the Seton 30-yard line. 5:47 to go, third quarter. Always a tricky play when they send Winchester in motion like that. You don't know if they're going to hand off, pass out to him on one of the wings, and he just has such speed and such change of direction. It's hard to keep up with him if you're the defense. Firebend takes a handoff to Nate Wilsey. Gets away from the tackler at the backfield. Gets to the 30, down to the 25. The penalty coming up against Seton. Firebend, though, will pick it up and run it towards the end zone before being knocked out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Really made something out of nothing there. And the flag, I believe, will be against Seton. A huge run there by Josh Firebend. They had him wrapped up for about a 5 to 10-yard loss in the backfield. He got away and picked up a first down. And we'll see who the penalty is against. I believe it's against Seton. That was a 2nd and 15, and Firebend got all he needed there. 5:32 to go, third quarter. Ball was on the 30, and Firebend got down to about the 8-yard line before being pushed out of bounds. Oh, this penalty will actually go against Unitigo. So that will back up the Spartans. And so the Firebend beautiful run is negated. And we'll bring up a 2nd down and long now. It'll technically be 2nd and 19. Ball is on the 34-yard line. Unitigo going left to right. They are in Seton territory. So the Firebend great run is negated, but he throws over the middle here to Spalding, who makes a diving catch on the turf, and he's down to the 15-yard line here. Kyle Spalding still just a couple of yards short of the first down. So Spalding with a 15-yard catch there. He has 3 catches on the night. One was a 35-yard touchdown. The other 2 were 15-yard pickups. And so here's Firebend on a 3rd and 3, handing off to Nate Wilsey. Wilsey looking for the first down, and they had him by the ankles. And I think he might have only got 1 or 2 on the play with the clock still ticking. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Unitigo on top of Seton, 28-21 in this Section 4 Class E semifinal contest. And they're saying he didn't get any yards on that play. I thought maybe he got 1 or 2. Oh, now they will say he got 2 yards. It'll be a 4th and 1 here for Unitigo. Ball is on the Seton 15. Clock is down to 4 minutes 20 seconds. Unitigo is on top, 28-21. This is big here for the Spartans. If they can get it and keep this drive alive, this is huge. Firebend on a QB keeper, and he's going to lean forward. Huge arm stretch there, and that should get him the first down. And it is a first down for Unitigo. A little 180 spin, and he just great individual effort with the arm stretch, and he gets that Unitigo first down. 4:08 to go. Third quarter, 1st and 10. Ball is on the Seton 14. Unitigo driving up 28-21. Big rush there for Josh Firebend. So this is where Unitigo can be so dangerous in the red zone. So many options. Beams and Marzell are out to the left. Winchester's on the left, too. Now he's in motion. Hand off to Winchester, and he's tackled by the shoestrings in the backfield there by Aaron Whitman. And that is extremely hard to do, to bring down Tanner Winchester like that in the backfield. Loss of 2 on the play. 2nd and 12, 2nd and 11 here for Unitigo as that clock ticking down here, and this would be big if Unitigo can punch in and get some points to keep that distance between them and Seton after that long Seton Catholic drive to chew up a lot of clock in the middle part of this third quarter. Here's a 2nd and 12, ball on the 16, Unitigo going left to right. Firebend fades back, throws for the end zone. He's got a receiver, Spalding over his head. Another pass interference here against the Saints. Boy, that one was close. I thought maybe Spalding was diving a little bit there to catch the ball, and just good coverage, but they will call it here. And this will give Unitigo some great field position if that is the call. Referee was right there to make the call. 3:15 to go here, third quarter. Unitigo on top of Seton, 28-21. And we'll see where the official spot is on the play. Here comes the official call. Pass interference is the call against Seton Catholic. So this will bring Unitigo right down into great territory. This brings it down to the 8-yard line here for Unitigo. And we'll have a whistle just as the play starts. I don't think the referees were set here before Firebend decided to just whip up that play and get moving. So this will be a 2nd and 4 after the pass interference, it looks like. I think the referees were still deciding on where exactly the spot was going to be, and Firebend was trying to run a play to just get the best field position he could there for Unitigo. A smart play for Firebend just to try and keep the play moving, because usually once you start, they won't blow it dead. the refereeing crew is still deciding on where the spot should be from the foul, the pass interference call. So a 3:04 to go here in this third quarter. It's going to be a second and four. Unitego on top, 28-21. And now they'll hand off here to Nate Wilkie. He bounces to the outside, to the left, and will be tripped up here. Clock will continue to run down to 2:50. And so Aaron Whitman brings down Nate Wilkie. This will bring up a third and one now for Unitego. A little confusion there with the downs and the yardage after that penalty. Looks like they've gotten that all sorted out now. The ball is on the 5-yard line. It's going to be a third and short, technically a third and one. Here's player bent. Hands off. Now he keeps it to the outside. Nowhere to go. Seton Catholic sniffing that play out. The fake to Wilkie as Firebend tried to get to the outside. Clock down to 2:20, and I believe this is going to be a fourth and one now for Unitego. Firebend looking over to the sideline. Both teams still with all three timeouts here as time ticking down in this third quarter. Play clock is at 20. Firebend getting the signal from Frank McCroney and the Unitego coaching staff on the sidelines. We get 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Unitego up by a touchdown. Firebend with 10 on the play clock. On a fourth and one, hands it off. Nate Wilkie up the gut. He is in. Touchdown, Unitego. They needed one. Wilkie gets five. And Unitego keeps their two-touchdown lead with 1:51 to go in the third. So Nate Wilkie with a 5-yard TD run gets just what the doctor ordered for the Unitego Spartans. The extra point is big. Firebend is going to need to hit it here. It's 34-21 right now. Let's see if he can get the extra point. He's been perfect so far tonight. This one is up and into the night sky and good. And Unitego has their 14-point lead, holding on to it here. 35-21 over Seton. Section 4 Class B semifinal football action tonight. We'll take a break. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to live high school football on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Nate Wilkie, a 5-yard TD run, gives Unitego a 14-point lead with 1:51 to go third quarter, 35-21. Firebend with a kick here. It's fielded by Seton Catholic. And here's Daniel O'Brien trying to get a little run back. He gets the midfield. Nice cutback into Unitego territory, down to the 42. Boy, he is so fast. Daniel O'Brien with an excellent return there on that kind of knuckleball kick that Josh Firebend has been using tonight. Seton Catholic has had a really hard time fielding those kicks, but Daniel O'Brien with a great job there. He's over 100 yards rushing. Him and Sam Crowley have been the workhorses here tonight for Seton Catholic. 1:43 to go, third quarter. Unitego on top of Seton, 35-21. Trying to get back to the Section 4 Class D championship game for the second straight season. Here's Gian Greco. He'll take to the air. Throws here to Aaron Whitman. And Whitman to the outside. He's got some room, first down. Ball is on the turf. Picked back up by O'Brien, though, who's just everywhere, it seems, here for Seton Catholic after Whitman lost that one. Ball was just laying right on the out-of-bounds line at the 30-yard line. O'Brien falls on it, and that will be a Seton Catholic first down. 10-yard pickup there for Whitman. Whitman with his second catch of the night. That one was good for 10 yards. He has two catches for 18. Seton Catholic trailing Unitego, 35-21. 1:32 to go before the close of the third quarter. Gian Greco is back in the shotgun here. First and 10, ball on the 30-yard line. They throw it up deep into the night, and it's intercepted by Tanner Winchester of Unitego. Gian Greco was trying to find somebody towards the 10-yard line on that far side, but really it was a pass right to Tanner Winchester, who comes down with the INT for Unitego. So Winchester with a big play here in the third quarter, and Untego will get the ball back. And that was a drive that Seton Catholic needed to have if they wanted to stay close with Untego. And now Untego will pick up a first and 10 ball on their own 7-yard line with a minute 25 to go. They have to be careful here. No turnovers would give Seton some good field position if they were able to turn Untego over. So a first and 10, ball on the 7 and a handoff, and they'll just try to get some room to work with here. Winchester the carry, picks up maybe 2 on the play. Winchester with his 5th run of the night, nearing 30 yards on the ground for Tanner Winchester. Down to 105 to go before the end of the third quarter. Here Untego on top, 35-21. A second and 6 now after that 4-yard pickup there. Ball on the 11-yard line. Here Untego going left to right deep in their own end. The clock is their friend right now, though, as it continues to tick down here on the end of the third quarter. They have a 14-point lead. A handoff here to Ryan Marzell. Marzell trying to turn the corner to the right side, and he will. Puts his head down, smashes the play up to the 25-yard line. Not somebody you want to get in the way of. Ryan Marzell picks up a Untego first down with 35 seconds to go. Marzell saw the tackler for Seton Catholic coming, lowered his shoulder, and just plowed through him to pick up an extra 5 yards. So the handoff there to Ryan Marzell, his second run of the night, and he picks up 15, so he has 2 runs for 30 yards. And Marzell with an excellent run there to get Untego away from their own end zone. That was more important than almost anything. Clock starts. We're down to 15 seconds. Untego looks like they'll get one last playoff here in the third quarter. They'll hand off to Winchester to the left side. Now he cuts back up in the middle, gain of 1 on the play for Winchester. And that will do it for the third quarter. Both teams score, but Untego holding on to their 14-point lead, 35-21. And they are one quarter away from a rematch with Tioga in the Section 4 Class D Championship game. Can the Spartans hang on? You'll only find out here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
We're specialists in you. About the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here with Untego leading 35-21. They are 12 minutes away from possibly going back to the Section 4 Class D football championship game as they lead Seton Catholic 35-21. Second and 8 there, and Nate Wilsey will run for 2 yards up the middle. Sam Crowley bringing him down. That'll bring up a 3rd and 7 ball on the 25-yard line. Of course, at the end of the quarter, they switch sides. Untego now going right to left on this 3rd and 7 ball on their own 25. Here's Firebent, drops back to pass. Lofts one up. Marzell looking to come down with it off his hands. Pretty much a jump ball between him and O'Brien. And Marzell couldn't come down with it. That'll bring up a 4th and 7 for Untego. 11:26 to go, fourth quarter. Ball is on the 25, so I'm assuming that Josh Fireben will punt it away here. Seton Catholic's having a man deep to receive. We'll see if Untego has any trickery or if John Giangreco will be able to field this one. And they will punt it away here. Fireben with a good kick directly to Giangreco, standing on his own 40. He cuts back up the middle and is tackled. Looked like he might have almost been stripped there. Nice play by Unitigo as that ball looked like it was going to come popping loose as Jarrett Jones had an arm in there, but nice job there by Gian Greco to hold on. And so, going left to right, Seton will have possession here. It will start at the Unitigo 46-yard line, a first and 10. They trail by two touchdowns, 35-21. And they will need to move the ball quickly here. Two tailbacks behind Gian Greco. They'll hand off here to Aaron Whitman, who cuts through the tackle. I believe that was Whitman slicing and dicing his way through, unless it was guess who, Sam Crowley. Haven't seen off the bottom of the pile yet. It was Aaron Whitman with 1 minute gone here in this fourth quarter. Riley Hanrahan bringing him down. 35-21 is the score. Unitigo on top of Seton. And the clock continuing to run, and that's not what you want if you are Seton on a second and 7. Ball is on the Unitigo 43. Hand off here to O'Brien, using his speed to the outside. Unitigo will beat him there, though. Winchester was right there to bring him down, as well as Jared Smith doing a nice job. So O'Brien gets to the outside, picks up maybe 2 on the play. 3rd and 3 from the Unitigo 39. 10:15 to go in this fourth quarter. Unitigo with a 2-touchdown lead, 35-21. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 3rd and 3, big play here for Seton, and a handoff to O'Brien. Boy, he just has such sprinter speed as soon as he gets the ball, and he'll pick up the first down here, working his way down to the 31-yard line. O'Brien with a pickup of 5, and that'll be good for a Saints first down. And 2 minutes gone here in this third quarter. Seton trying to drive the ball. They're in Unitigo territory, down to the 30. 35-21. Unitigo trying to hold strong here on defense. Hand off to Sam Crowley. He's up the gut, gets through the initial line and into the secondary and down to the 20. A 10-yard pickup here for Sam Crowley, who is the game's leading rusher here tonight. Over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns for Crowley. Unitigo just trying to contain him late in the contest here. 9:42 to go. Now the clock starts as Seton Catholic breaks the huddle. 1st and 10 here for the Saints. Ball is on the 20-yard line. And a handoff to O'Brien, and a great play there by Ethan Barber, slicing through and just grabbing the ankles there of O'Brien and bringing him down. Probably one of the best tackles we've seen here tonight. That'll bring up a 2nd and 10 here for Seton. Clock down to 9 minutes, 10 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo on top, 35-21. If you're just joining us, happy Halloween. Unitigo trying to keep their season going into November. If they can hold on and win here tonight and advance back to the championship game. Sam Crowley will break a tackle of Riley Hanrahan, bounce to the outside, to the left side, and it looks like he'll pick up a Seton first down. Oh, Hanrahan fingertips away from bringing down Crowley. But Crowley just churning those legs and turns the corner to get the first down. So Crowley picks up 5 on the play. Clock moving down to 8:45 to go. This is a 1st and 9. So in the red zone, technically a 1st and goal here for the Saints. Ball is on the 9-yard line. Unitigo looking to come up with a big defensive play if they can. Trying to hold the Saints. Gian Greco. Well, handoff here to O'Brien. He cuts to the right and is brought down. Great play again by Ethan Barber, who has been all over the place here for Unitigo. 8:20 to go. Fourth quarter, 2nd and 5. Now the ball on the Unitigo 5-yard line. Seton is marching. The defense trying to hold strong. Seton was down here in the first half. Unitigo held strong, and then Seton was able to score their 2nd touchdown with Sam Crowley on a 1-yard run back in the second quarter. Unitigo trying to muster some of that goal line defense again. 7:55 to go, fourth quarter. 2nd and 5. A 2nd and goal here for Seton. Here's Gian Greco. He'll keep it himself to the right side, reaching for the pylon, and he's shoved out of bounds, it looks like, at the 2. So a 2-yard pickup there for Gian Greco. Dean Greco has a touchdown and 43 yards rushing tonight, the QB slash wide receiver here for the Saints. So this will be a third and goal with 2 yards to go for the Saints. They trail Unitigo 35-21. The winner will get Tioga, who defeated number 3 Moravia, Tioga the 2 seed, 62-23 earlier tonight. And now Crowley rushing his way towards the end zone, and he is in on the third and goal. And Seton Catholic refuses to die here against Unitigo, refusing to go away. The extra point will be big here for Dan O'Brien, but Sam Crowley, his third touchdown of the night. So Crowley with a 3-yard run. He's had touchdowns from 3 yards, 3 yards, and 1 yard tonight. And one in the second quarter, one in the third, now one in the fourth. Here's O'Brien out for the extra point. The kick is up, and the kick is off the upright and is no good for Seton Catholic. The kicking game we talked about could be huge, and now Seton Catholic down 35-27. So if they were to tie this game up, they'd need to score 8 points. They'd have to have the touchdown and the 2-point conversion as Daniel O'Brien misses the extra point. 7:40 to go, fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here on CDO. Unitigo holding on to a one-touchdown lead as long as they have that 2-point conversion on their side as well. They lead 35-27. 3 touchdowns tonight from Sam Crowley for Seton Catholic. Touchdowns for Unitigo from all over the board. Ryan Marzell, Josh Fireben, Kyle Spaulding, Tanner Winchester, and Nate Wilsey. All the normal cast of characters we're used to seeing for Unitigo, but they all get in the end zone tonight. Great to see such diversity for the Spartans. So now this will be interesting as well to see if Seton will roll the dice on another onside kick. We've seen them try it a couple of times tonight, those short kicks, maybe hoping for a fumble, something along those lines. With 7:40 to go here in the fourth quarter, Unitigo going right to left, and Gian Greco here will try the kickoff. Daniel O'Brien putting up that extra point. Fireben's been perfect on his for Unitigo, and O'Brien had been perfect so far tonight on his for Seton Catholic, but he stoinks that one off the upright. So it's a 35-27 lead here for Unitigo. 7:40 to go in this contest. Section 4 Class D semifinal game from Ty Cobb Stadium at UE High School. Here's Gian Greco. What will he do? He tries to play one in the air. It goes 10 yards, but right there to field it is Dawson Wilsey for Unitigo. So, again, the Spartans will have great field position, starting at their own 45-yard line and inching their way near midfield. If you're Unitigo, sometimes the best defense is a good offense. If they can continue to score here, Seton has not been able to dig themselves out of a hole. They've always been about one touchdown behind here tonight, 1 to 2 touchdowns behind. Unitigo has just been able to continue to move the ball and put points up. So here's Fireben going right to left, passes to Marzell on first down. He gets to the outside, maybe only picks up 2 on the play. Gets up to about the 47-yard line. They started on their own 45. So a 2-yard pass there, and the completion there to Ryan Marzell, his third catch of the night. Marzell with 37 yards receiving on 3 catches, and they had a 25-yard touchdown catch to start things off for Unitigo. Clock runs down to 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 2nd and 9 for Unitigo. They go right to left. Ball is on their own 46. Fireben throws over the middle to Marzell, off his hands. Actually, that was Beams cutting across the middle. Off his hands, passes a little bit behind him as he was making a nice cut across, and that will bring up a 3rd and 9 here for Unitigo. 6:57 to go, and this is a big 3rd down here for the Spartans. They need to try to converge here, keep the drive going. Play coming in from the sideline. Josh Fireben will bring it in from head coach Frank McCroney, brings it over to his crew. Play clock down to 15. Fireben with the snap. Throws to the outside for Nate Wilsey, but he really has nowhere to go. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. And this will bring up a 4th down for Unitigo on the completion. but Gian Greco will bring down Wilsey. So the clock continuing to run down to 6:35. This is a 4th and 10. Unitego with the ball on their own 45. They lead Seton Catholic 35-27 in the semifinal contest. And now it looks like Fire Ben will punt it away. Excellent kick here, and it'll go back and be fielded here by Aaron Whitman of Seton Catholic. He's dangerous. Ran one back against Walton. Spartans do a good job to drag him down here, led by Ryan Marzell. Ball is on the ground, and Unitego will scoop it up. But the refs are saying that was down by contact. Boy, that ball squirted out. We didn't hear a whistle at all, and it looked like Marzell was going to be able to scoop that up. And if he scoops that up, folks, he might be in for the touchdown, as he had no one around him. Marzell really did all the work on that play, brought him down, stripped the ball, and picked it up. But they're ruling he was down by contact. 6:12 to go. Fourth quarter. Seton going left to right. Will try to go down for a tying touchdown. They're going to need a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Clock starts to run. 35-27. Unity goes ahead. First and 10. Seton from their own 39. Here's Daniel O'Brien. He crosses midfield across the logo there and into Unitego territory to the 49-yard line. That's an 11-yard pickup for Daniel O'Brien and a Seton Catholic first down. So Unitego hasn't really been in a ton of close games this year. Their closest game was their one loss of the season. They come in at 7-1 to Walton. So they're going to have to dig deep here and try to hold on defensively as we hit 5:50 to go in the game. Here's a handoff to Sam Crowley for Seton Catholic. Bulls his way through the line, now into the secondary, and brought down at the 32-yard line. Another Seton Catholic first down. And Sam Crowley with another pickup of 10 yards. And he is nearing 150 yards rushing tonight on about 20 carries. 5:46 to go, and the first down stops the clock. Ball is at the 34-yard line. Now the clock is signaled to start going from the Zebra Crew. So first and 10. Seton going left to right. One wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Ball is on the Unitego 34. The handoff after the snap to Crowley. He runs to the right, gets to the 30, and is tackled at the 29. Clock will continue to run. Pickup of 5 there by Crowley. Unitego leads 35-27. The kicking game has been excellent for both sides. Josh Firebend for Unitego, Dan O'Brien for Seton Catholic, but he did miss the last extra point, actually hit it off the upright. So if Seton Catholic can get into the end zone, they'd have to go for 2. Down to 5 minutes to go in the contest here from Ty Cobb Stadium at Union Endicott High School. Hand off to O'Brien to the outside, brought down by Unitego. Huge play on the outside, and Jared Smith was not to be denied, bringing O'Brien down for a loss on the play. And that was really the first time in the second half that Unitego has been able to wrap up Dan O'Brien. They've had some great individual efforts here by Hanrahan and Ethan Barber, and a great play there, just breaking through the line. And he's a much smaller guy, but Jared Smith is able to bring him down. So now the Zebra Crew having a little conference here at midfield. Clock is stopped. 4:42 to go. Unitego on top of Seton Catholic, 35-27 in the fourth quarter. Winner goes to the Section 4 Class D Finals against Tioga next weekend. Both these teams just trying to keep their fall football season alive. That's what's so special about this time of year. You're just playing to get through the next week, to get to the next game, and continue to try to hold on to that special season. Ethan Barber and Nate Wilsey actually talking to the referee crew here. I don't think the referees know where this ball is going to be spotted. And this is tough. I'm not exactly sure what the confusion was. It was the 2nd and 5. They brought him down in the backfield, and they can't figure out where to spot the ball. So 4:42 to go, fourth quarter, and this really is taking away the momentum from both of these teams. This is going to be a second down here, and it looks like they're going to have some sort of a call against Seton Catholic, as well as the run being tackled by Jared Smith for the loss of 2 there. And so now the ball will be taken from the 29 back to the 42 for the penalty against Seton Catholic. So now they're trying to fix the time on the clock, And this has really killed any momentum that Seton might have had on this drive. So this will be a second and 18 now. Seton going left to right. Ball is on the 42. So there was a penalty and a loss of yards on the play when Dan O'Brien was brought down in the backfield. Hopefully we made that clear and sorted it all out for you at home. 4:54 on a Halloween night here under the lights. Unitigo trying to hold on. They lead 35-27. Hand off here to Aaron Whitman to the right side towards the Unitigo sideline. Breaks the tackle to the 30 before being pushed out of bounds. So a pickup of 12. That'll bring up a third and 5. And Whitman with his just second run of the night. And he picks up 15. He got 16 yards rushing on the night. This will bring up a third and 8, technically. Ball on the 32. 4:41 to go. Fourth quarter. Unitigo on top. 35-27. The Saints and the Spartans. And a great game here tonight at Ticott Stadium. Here's John Giangreco. He's flushed out of the pocket, and the Spartans get to him. Nate Wilsey led the charge there with Riley Hanrahan, as well as Kyle Spaulding coming up from the secondary position to bring him down. And the clock is continuing to tick, tick, tick. Down to 4 minutes and 20 seconds. And Seton Catholic scrambling back in the huddle on 4th and 7 to try to get a play, and they'll take a timeout. 4th and 7 for Seton. Ball is on the Unitigo 31. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo up 35-27. We'll step away for 30 seconds. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, folks, looks like we're in for a whale of a finish here at Ticott Stadium, Section 4 semifinals here in football, Class D. 4:15 to go. 4th and 7 now for Seton. Ball on the Unitigo 31. Unitigo ahead 35-27. Little reverse play. Aaron Whitman to the left side. Working his way forward to the 30. He's going to be about 3 yards short, and Unitigo will hold. No flags on the play, it appears, as they got Whitman and pushed him out of bounds. He needed 7, and he got 5. Huge defensive stand there for Unitigo as they lead 35-27 now, 4:05 to go in this fourth quarter, and the Spartans will take over on downs. Well-designed play there for the Saints, but Aaron Whitman, just once he turned the corner, he had 3 or 4 Unitigo defenders closing in on him. Now, this is big for Unitigo. Fire Ben looking to orchestrate a drive here to get his team back to the Section 4 Class D Finals and a rematch with Tioga from last year. Spartans lost that game in the finals, looking to get some revenge, perhaps, if they can get there. But they got to hold on. This could be a long 4 minutes. They run on first down, and they're just going to try to eat some clock here, it looks like, while moving the ball forward. Nate Wilsey, pickup of 1. So, actually, he'll pick up 2 on the play. Let's update you on the timeout situation. Unitigo has all 3 of theirs. Seton took that 1 just a moment ago, so they have 2 timeouts. Unitigo taking their time here. Clock down to 3:30. Ball is on their own 30-yard line as they go right to left. It's a 2nd and 8. They lead 35-27. Fire Ben in the shotgun. 2 wide receivers to the left and right. Same formation as always for Unitigo. They'll hand off to Wilsey. He breaks through the line and now will be close to a first down. I think he's about 1 yard short. Maybe 2 yards short here, but Wilsey just punching his way through that line. And the clock will continue to run. If you're a Unitigo fan, you're almost happy he didn't get the first down because that clock will continue to tick. So it's going to be a 3rd and 1. Wilsey picks up 5 on the play there. Wilsey has been the workhorse carrying the ball the most tonight here for Unitigo, as he is inching up on about 45 yards rushing. And he has 13 carries. 2:45 to go. It's a third and one ball on the Unitico 37. We'll see if Firebend maybe has a little QB's keeper here. Instead, he'll hand off to Wilkie, who punches his way forward, dragging those tacklers for 5 yards when he only needed one on third and one. Standing ovation from the Unitico crowd as Wilkie just doing the gritty, dirty work for Unitico. So this is a big Unitico first down. 2:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitico on top, 35-27. First and 10 for Unitico, 46. Well, after the game is over, folks, make sure to stay tuned. We'll have our awards tonight from the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and ACCO Brands of Sydney to give away. So make sure you stay tuned for our postgame show. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Unitico on top, 35-27, and on first and 10, Firebend fakes the handoff, has nowhere to go, and is brought down in the backfield for a loss on the play. And it looks like a timeout will be taken. So Crowley is on the tackle, and the Saints will take a timeout, so they will only have one left. 35-27, Unitico is on top of Seton Catholic, and we'll take a break as well. I'm Nate Lowe for WCDO Sports. Stay tuned.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO. 2:04 to go. 35-27 is the score. Unitico on top of Seton as we go under 2 minutes to go in this contest. And after a loss of 5 yards on first down, run here by Nate Wilsey. He'll pick up about three. Actually, Winchester with that carry. And he'll pick up two. So that'll be a third and 14. And the Saints are going to use their final timeout here. So no more timeouts. They trail 35-27. We'll step away again for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Unitico with a big third and 14 here. They're on their own 42 going right to left. They got to try to pick up some yardage. Firebend bouncing to the outside and has nowhere to go. And Unitico will have a fourth down here with a minute 40 to go. Clock still continuing to run, and Seton has no more timeouts. Unitico has all three. So the fourth and 17, ball is on the 39, and Unitico is going to have to punt it away. So Unitico will just let the play clock run down here. 15 seconds on the play clock and a minute 24 on the game clock. And it looks like Unitico will take it all the way down and take the delay of game penalty here before they have to punt. They're going to squeeze every bit of juice here out of this play clock. Goes all the way down. I thought maybe they'd take the penalty. Yes, they will. I don't think. Well, maybe they will take the timeout here. Yes, they will. Let it go all the way down to one. And so they'll take the timeout. So 35-27, Unitico on top of Seton Catholic. We'll keep it right here during this timeout. So 4th and 17, Unitico will punt it away. So Seton Catholic is going to have a chance. They would have to score a touchdown and go for the two-point conversion to tie as they trail 35-27. After their last touchdown, they missed the extra point, actually hit it off the upright by the kicker, Daniel O'Brien. So Firebend has had some very, very good punts tonight that have all taken Unitico rolls, and they'll need one here as well. I don't expect to see any trickery here. as in this portion of the game, probably just be safe, kick it away, and rely on your defense, who has been pretty rock solid here over the last couple of drives. And just hope from a good punt from your athletic quarterback, punter, running back, jack-of-all-trades Josh Fireman. He's back to kick from his own 30-yard line. Ball is up to 39. And nobody will be back deep for Seton Catholic. They were making sure there were no trick plays. And Unitigo will get down there on special teams and knock the ball down at the 30-yard line. So we have 61 seconds to go in the contest. And Seton Catholic will go left to right. They will start from their own 30-yard line. So they will have to go 70 yards in about 1 minute and score the two-point conversion if they want to keep their season alive and force overtime. First and 10, ball technically on the 31. They trail 35-27. But we've seen tonight they have been able to pick up some big, big runs, but they don't have any timeouts either. Unitigo has two timeouts. Seton has used up all of their timeouts. So the clock is really their enemy. They're going to have to hope for a big play. We'll see if they go to the air. First and 10. Ball on the Seton 31. They go left to right. Unitigo brings the pressure, and Riley Hanrahan breaks through, as well as Ethan Barber, and they bring him down. Barber with a huge sack for Unitigo. Clock continues to run down to 45 seconds. The second and 19. Ball is on the 22. Loss there of 9 on the play on the sack. Clock is down now to 35. Seton trying to get the playoff. Here's Gian Greco. He throws the ball high up in the air, and this one goes out of bounds. Unitigo was bringing pressure again, and Gian Greco absolutely got flattened in the backfield there. Jared Smith putting a big lick there on the quarterback as he let one go. So the ball going out of bounds. That stops the clock. 32 seconds to go. It's a third and 19. Seton is all the way back on their own 22-yard line, and Unitigo leads this game 35-27. Seton gets the play, and Gian Greco brings it in from the sideline. Folks, we've seen crazy finishes here this season on CDO, including that last-second heroics that Delhive was able to pull off against Bainbridge-Guilford back in Week 2. So you can't ever count out a team until the final whistle blows. Third and 19, ball is on the 22. 32 seconds to go. Unitigo on top by 8. Gian Greco throws out into the flat. It's a complete pass to Nathan Whitman, and now they're going to say it was incomplete. He scooped it off the turf. Clock is running. 25 seconds to go. And it continues to run down. Can Seton get off one last play here on 4th and 23? The ball on their own 18. Clock's down to 15 seconds. Really a Hail Mary situation at this point. Gian Greco drops back, throws it up, and it's intercepted here by Unitigo. Running it back is Nate Wilsey. Wilsey to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Wilsey dives in, touchdown Unitigo with no time on the clock. An interception returned for a touchdown for Nate Wilsey. And Unitigo is going back to the Section 4 Class D football championship game. They'll get another shot at the Tioga Tigers. A huge touchdown return there for Unitigo, and the Spartans will win the contest here tonight, 41-27 over Seton Catholic, and it'll be Unitigo and Tioga next week, I believe on Friday night, right back here at Dykoff Stadium. We'll take a break, and we'll come back as Unitigo wins 41-27. We'll have our postgame awards coming up here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for last.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Unitego has punched their ticket to the Section 4 Class D final next week. The 4-seed Unitego will take on the 2-seed Tioga. Make sure to check back to WCDOsports.com for all the details there. And they win tonight 41-27. And the game is capped off by Nate Wilsey, an INT return for a touchdown. Now let's do our award winners before we break down some of tonight's stats. Our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville. We've given it to him before. We'll give it to Ethan Barber tonight from Unitego. I know there was several other guys, Josh Earlberg, of course, Wilsey with the interception, Winchester an interception, Jacob Morrison with a fumble recovery. But Ethan Barber did a great job, had two sacks on the night, and broke through, and I really thought brought down Sam Crowley and Dan O'Brien on several occasions with his ankle tackles that would have saved a big, big run. So Ethan Barber doing what he does for Unitego, he gets our Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, serving our area communities for over 150 years and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT for everything that counts. Member FDIC. Unitego's Tanner Winchester will get this award tonight. He had one touchdown run tonight, a six-yard run for Winchester back in the second quarter that gave Unitego a two-touchdown lead heading into halftime. Had an interception as well tonight. Was all over the place. Only three catches tonight. For just over 50 yards, but did it on the ground as well, had about 50 yards rushing and that 6-yard TD score. But I just thought when they needed a big play, they went to Winchester, and he got it done. So he gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award, ACCO Brands supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be part of our high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer. We'll give it to Nate Wilsey of Unitego. I mean, the guy comes up with a huge touchdown run in the third quarter on a 5-yarder and then picks off that pass at the end of the game for the INT and just was picking up those gritty first downs all night long. And he plays pretty much middle linebacker as well as Ethan Barber. And those two were in on several tackles where either Wilsey would get there first, Barber would get there first, and then the other one would get there to rope them down. So Nate Wilsey, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. If I had to give an honorable mention, it would go to Sam Crowley, who scored three touchdowns tonight for Seton Catholic. They were all short runs, but Crowley was a workhorse, and he had over 150 yards rushing tonight on just over 20 carries. Really did a very nice job. Him and Dan O'Brien, who also reached 100 yards rushing, unofficially, of course, just did the job here tonight for Seton Catholic. I thought Unitego did a good job of shutting down the Whitman brothers, who really gave Walton fits in the passing game. Gene Greco really had nowhere to go. They had to try a lot of the wildcat option, direct snap stuff, and that's where Crowley and O'Brien got a lot of their yards. But Unitego did a nice job of shutting them down. The Spartans are going to have their hands full. We saw Tioga here taking care of business against Moravia, winning by 40 points here tonight, of course putting up 60-plus points on Moravia. But Unitego knows what that's all about. They lost to Tioga in the title game last year. They know that Tioga has a lot back. Tioga is hopefully, you know, in their minds, gunning for a sectional championship and possibly a state championship. So Unitego has a full week to prepare, and you know that Frank McCroney and his staff we'll certainly be prepared for that. That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. Again, check back to WCDOsports.com for our audio archive. You'll be able to go back there and listen to this whole game and download it at any time, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Again, our post-game award winners, Ethan Barber, our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, Tanner Winchester, MBT Bank Outstanding Offense, and Nate Wilsey, our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight, all from Unitigo, as the Spartans win 41-27 and advance to the Section 4 Class D football finals. Happy Halloween from WCDO. For Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios, I'm Nate Lowell. One more time from Ty Cobb Stadium. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.